River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting for July 13, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act Posting and Meeting Procedures. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action, and I would remind you that all public comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Thank you. Item 3, quorum call.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
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 Here. Here. And I have excused absences for directors Bradley and Davidson. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Sounds like Teaser and McCormick. Roll call.
Collins.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Aye.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record. Item 8, agency association reports and presentations. First up, item 8A, Andy Bowenkamp, district conservationist. Hello, Andy.
Good afternoon. I'm going to go through the programs report for NRCS. For the last month, and then kind of run down some staffing updates for you. The program report, our EQIP, Inflation Reduction Act funding that we got this go around was $116,000 over 9 contracts. So we got 6 cropland contracts. Those amounted to things like providing cost share for no-till, cover crops, nutrient management, and grass waterways. The 3 grassland contracts that we had, those are typically like a livestock watering system, prescribed grazing system. So that's kind of what those contracts accomplish or will accomplish through that funding source, and that's all tied to that Climate Smart Ag funding source. So that's really it for programs. Right now we're kind of wrapping up status reviews on farms for compliance. Those are all pretty well done. Corn and soybeans are getting up there and canopied, so pretty much done doing that. It was a pretty quick and easy year for that. CRP, the general CRP sign-ups are out. The first go-round, there was a little confusion with how they calculated the erosion index, and so they're going to rerun that and fix some of those errors. So we really don't have a final count on the number of CRP contracts we got. I think initially we had like 5 or 6 in the NRD, which is pretty low. The interest isn't really there, but the competition statewide for us was pretty heavy. So some of the applicants that we had, their applications just didn't rank high enough to be accepted. So we'll see. I think a lot of that might be due to the erosion index, the way they calculate that through FSA. So that's it with programs. Moving on to staffing. Originally, last month, I think I put in my report that the Walt Hill field office, we had advertised for a soil conservationist. We got zero applicants for that. So we were unable to hire a soil con for Walt Hill. Throughout the East area, I think there were 10 positions, 10 soil conservationists that they advertised for. I think we got five applicants. So this go-around, they're going to try to do something a little different. They're going to open it up as a natural resource specialist position. It's a little different series. So in the federal government, you got different position descriptions. This series allows biology students, ag students, even some with some geology or geography backgrounds to maybe qualify. So I think we're going to open the applicant pool up a little bit more, but their position would still be a soil conservationist. And I went ahead and just shot for the moon. I asked for Dakota City, one in Dakota City, one in Walt Hill, and one in Tecama. So that is out. Those are going to close, I believe, next week. So really looking forward to seeing if we get more candidates for those and fill in more positions. That would pretty much fill my offices throughout the NRD. With the exception of Tecama, we're going to be getting new furniture in Tecama. We're able to expand some space, so I'm going to have about three new positions there that I can kind of keep in my back pocket. And speaking of Tecama, we did hire a new Pheasants Forever biologist there in Tecama. Ashley Oblander, I believe is her name. She comes from us. She comes from the Nature Conservancy to us. She's right now working out in Johnstown, Nebraska, at the Nature Conservancy there, the Niobrara Valley Preserve. She's got a lot of great experience with fire habitat, and she will be replacing Rob Gray, who resigned in May, and he was in the Dakota City office. So we're going to have somebody a little more centrally located throughout the NRD, which will be great. And she's going to be really focusing on CRP planning, management plans for CRP, and then looking at any other wildlife-related planning and guidance. So, and then lastly, I accepted an ARC position. It's an Area Resource Conservationist with NRCS here in Nebraska. So I will be managing the conservation planning and training for around 12 counties in northeast Nebraska for NRCS. And so I accepted that here on Monday. I will be continuing DC duties through the fiscal year, so until the beginning of October. But they plan to start advertising for my replacement sometime in August, September time frame. That gives us plenty of time to hopefully have, you know, enough advertisement to get a new replacement. So, yeah, that's pretty much my report for the night. So, any questions?
Thank you, Andy. Any questions for Andy?
Okay. Andy, you mentioned there were very few applications for the CRP that were accepted. How many actually applied?
That's a great question. We had, I want to say there were a dozen or so re-enrollment applications in Walt Hill. There might have been two or three in Blair. I think Tecama had six or seven. Dakota City, I'd be lucky to say if we had two or three up there. So pretty small amount.
Director Thompson?
Congratulations. I assume it's a promotion.
You know, it's a lateral, but it puts me really where I really have kind of always wanted to be with the agency, working with the resources, working with employees, really kind of developing them, showing them how to do conservation planning, and then working with producers a lot more, being in the field. So that's really kind of where I wanted to be. I actually interviewed for this position I think it was 13 years ago, so I didn't get it then. But
if you get zero applicants for yours, do you do both then?
Well, no, I won't be doing both. But I'm pretty confident that we've got a couple pretty good candidates in the wings, at least from what I'm told. So,
we'll get to you.
Thanks.
Just
Director Japp?
Where will you be stationed then?
Yeah, so great question. I'll be in the Blair Field office.
Okay, let's stay there.
And that actually, with the placement of this position, is going to, it will fill the Blair Field office. We will have no open spots. So, with the exception of our pathway student, as soon as he is gone in October, that will leave us one open cube. But other than that, we full. So.
All right. Well done. Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you.
Moving on, item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts. Directors Tim Fowler, Patrick Bonnett, and Tim McCormick will be presenting on this.
Kick it off. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last month, I covered down for Director Teaser since he was out of the state. Pretty uneventful summer meeting. I got in just in time for the meeting, the evening meeting, I should say, and quickly left and didn't even make the lunch of the following day. Talking with Dean Edson, pretty much just going through the whole legislation this year, which was in some ways kind of brutal and different than we've ever experienced, and he kind of went play by play the things that affected the NRDs. Once we got our breakout sessions, the biggest thing at the end of the day was, it's really a good story, is our self-funded insurance plan is running so well. We had like, and this never happens, a perfect year. No big hits, hardly anything hit it. So we've got a huge surplus now of well over $1 million of something, and I can't remember, I apologize. And there were a couple managers that wanted to distribute some of the excess funds to their employees, and that's a no-no. And they didn't quite understand that. So he's going to have to go back and teach them that. But the good news is that, you know, you always have a good rainy day because, you know, it just takes one good heart thing or a cancer situation, and it blows that apart. So it's running extremely well right now. On a side note, from the National Association of Conservation Districts, Orville Gigstad, who's our lead for Nebraska, approached me and said, "Hey, what happened to urban?" And I said, "Yeah, what happened to forestry? What happened to coastal?" So in the National Association side of the house, we have what we call RPGs, small working groups, and I've been on the urban for some time now. And the new president has eliminated them for whatever reason, and it's created a lot of consternation and sucked them up into these greater groups, what people don't understand, urban or coastal, or et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of a moving picture because there's a lot of people really angry about this right now, especially from urban, because we were basically self-funded because we were sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro. And other than the grant funding, we had it all on autopilot. And so Orville's going to go back and, you know, rah, rah, rah for Nebraska and all that, but we're a very unique state in comparison to other states anyways. But that's a moving target. And really, that's about it. It was quick in, quick out, and everything's running great. That's about it.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Directors McCormick and Bonnet attended the conference in D.C.
Say anything?
So you got something to pull up there, Bill? I just brought some few pictures and hopefully not too much dialogue for you. I'll have to enlarge that to get it. So we're in Kearney for the Central Platte NRD bus tour. I was able to sneak away with my cousin. Up by the airport, they built a beautiful war memorial, $2.5 million about, and it's something like you would see in Washington, D.C. My cousin was pretty instrumental in it, very proud of it, and it was fun to see. If you ever get a chance, you should wander up that way. And then we go to the next slide here, which is just it's a Central Nebraska or Central Platte NRD, Flatwater, USA. There's not a lot of fall in that territory, so most of their water just kind of hangs around. We'll go to the third slide here, and then this is a Silver Moors project. It was a next slide. Is a $24.5 million cost. It prevents about $130 million in losses in a 100-year event. About a 13-to-1 benefit. What it is a 500-acre detention basin. East of Kearney, there's about 6 foot deep. It'll hold about 3,500 acre feet of storage. And it kind of shows this map there where there's quite a bit of areas that are inundated in the last floods. Let's go to the next slide here then. So that we went on to the state fairgrounds to see the Outdoor Learning Center, which is a Raising Nebraska cooperation with Ag Extension. And it's a great facility they have there. Ag awareness, education, community outreach. We'll go on to the next slide here and see that there's even a virtual combine you can learn how to drive and be familiar with. It's fun for the kids as well as adults like me. I enjoyed it. We'll go on next. There's
adults?
Yep. They have the NRD, Central Platte NRD, has a garden outside this area. There's a replica of an eagle's nest and fruit and trees and vegetables and a lot of perennials and quite a nice garden. It's worth a stop if you're in the area. We go on to the next one here. They have a proposed Central Platte Office and Learning Center. Yep, we're not wrong side here. This is the Elm Creek and Turkey Creek Flood Risk Reduction. That's a virtual representation of the area where we have our conventions in Kearney. Highly developed Yana Center. On July 8th, there was in 2019, there's 10 inches of rain in the Elm Creek and Turkey Creek basins that just inundated this area and flooded the village of Elm Creek and Kearney's highly developed area there. The proposed plan studies for diversion canals back to the Platte River and some detention. We got some fun facts on the way. The Kearney Canal, which is where a lot of this water comes, is just north of to the left of this picture we see. Has one of the oldest water rights in the Platte River and has become a popular destination for whitewater kayaking and rafting. They call it the Kearney Whitewater. And then just west of there, there's the 100th Meridian, which is, represents the dry line. And that's also a location what's 1,733 miles from San Francisco and 1,733 miles from Boston. So let's see what we got next. Yeah, Stream Flow Enhancement Partnership. They're rehabilitating 100-year-old canals, six of them. One canal, 6 Mile Canal, was just purchased by the NRD, first time ever. They closed it, transferred the irrigators, the surface water irrigators in the area, and moved them to groundwater irrigation, which they all were cooperative, and that was able to provide 130 acre-feet return back to the Platte River, which is over-allocated, and that's the idea of this thing. We'll carry on here, and we'll see what we got next. This is the groundwater recharge to enhance Platte River and protect these endangered species. It's a recovery partnership between Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. The effort is to return allocated areas to fully appropriated status, which is why they're trying to return this water to the river. Let's see what we go, if we can see the crane viewing. So they have crane viewing stands that they've built in Alda and Powell's. Enhanced tourism. It's a huge tourist draw. If you've ever been out there to see the cranes, it's, once again, it's an impressive sight. And it allows some access as well. Next is... So this is a diversion on the South Platte. I think this is the Cozad Canal, or Cozad Ditch. The head gates in the far part of the picture is where they would close and return take the water into the ditch. But then in order to get credits for the returning the water to the river, they had to carry it about 10 feet in the ditch and then put it back in the river. So to the federal government will work, I guess. I don't know. Let's see what's next here. These are the ditch. So that's a better look at the head gates of the Cozad Ditch. It's normally 300 CFS in the Platte River. At this time, it's flowing about 2,400 CFS. And in the next few days, they had expected it to rise to about 5,700 CFS due to some heavy rains in the Denver area. So the Platte River had a lot of water, no place to keep it. Let's see what we got. So this is the Frito-Lay plant. We went on out to Gothenburg, which the Cozad Ditch starts at Gothenburg, who'd have guessed. But later that they promised to announce this soon, but they couldn't announce it when we were there. But shortly after that, they announced that there's a $750 million zero-carbon fertilizer project going to be built in Gothenburg. So that's going to be great for the community. Carry on. We'll get to the last slide here. So we also went to the Bear Learning Center. It's the Bear Frito-Lay. They have an education and conservation business case for producers that train ag people as well as youth interest, community outreach. This was interesting to me because I didn't realize the roots of a corn stalk would reach that way. That's 5 feet, 60 inches down. And I think there's soybeans and sorghum and rye and the others. That's their root growth. I just didn't realize they were that deep. It was a very interesting tour. Enjoyed it. Thank you for letting me go. That's the end of my report.
Well done, Director McCormick.
Yeah. I was just going to say a couple things. He really covered a lot there. So we had a pretty good bus tour and spent a lot of miles in the bus, but the director was just covering. We hit Wood River, Prairie Silver Moors, the Outdoor Learning Center at the Nebraska State Fair, Platte Valley Industrial Park, Wood River's flood control, on and on. We really crammed a lot in just a couple of days, and I just wanted to say thanks to Jean for coordinating our trip out there. Our staff is really efficient, and she never disappoints. But it's really nice to see the other NRDs also operating at a pretty efficient level. It takes a lot to get all those people into one spot, kind of coordinate their rooms and the travel and everything else. Anytime I leave town for one of our trips, I usually get some heck from my family saying that, yeah, there you go, taking another junket again on government money. But we were wined and dined with mashed potatoes and a little bit of brisket, some outdoor porta potties, and that's how we do it in Nebraska. We keep it very efficient and low cost. But my big takeaway, I think the director would agree with me, everyone out there is really tuned in to the business case for conservation. Everything that I talked to some of the directors out there led to a discussion of really the payoff. As you just heard, the Wood River flood control structure is a 13-to-1 for taxpayer benefit. And that should always be our driving motivator anytime we spend money. What's our return on investment? And so I was really appreciative of those conversations. I brought along the tour guide as well as the business case for conservation that they were presenting at the Innovation Center there at Bayer. This is from the Illinois Soybean Association, but they're working very closely with growers up there to, I'll pass that around, just help the growers and irrigators and everyone understand that there has got to be a serious return on investment for any taxpayer dollars, and that guide there makes the case for it. So I appreciated the opportunity to go on the tour this year. Thank you.
Excellent work, gentlemen. Thank you for doing that. Item 8C, legislative report from Catalyst Public Affairs, appears to be a written report. John, that's correct. All right. Thank you. Item 9A, subcommittee report for programs, projects, and operations. Director Fred Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 11, 2023 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted in incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, construction award for a golfing green drive trail connection. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Ideal Construction, Inc. in the amount of $103,275.50 for the golfing green drive trail connection project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Edson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Stephen.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes.
9A2, interlocal agreement with the City of Blair, WCRW number 2, supplementary water main connection evaluation. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Blair, Washington County, Rural Water, number 2, supplementary water main connection evaluation, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors, questions? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Stevenson.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes.
That completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 9B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the July 11, 2023 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. FY 2024 Budget Draft 1. No action was taken by the subcommittee. Item 2. FY 2024 Budgeted Computation 1% Resolution. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of TAP-UNRD approves an additional increase of 1% in total restricted fund authority pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 13-518 through 13-522, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Chairman Sapinski. Good afternoon.
Your address to Mr. Beckstrom. Thank you.
Kenneth Beckstrom, 15429 Hamilton Street, Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I appreciate Mr. Winkler going over the 47-page draft budget for next year. I would like to summarize that. It looks like you are planning on spending around $120 million. Tax receipts are projected at $30 million. Balance due $90 million. That will be covered by various sources. There's quite a few sources out there the way it looks. As a backup to your to that, you have bond funds available. I understand right at this time there's around $77 million worth of bonds that you folks have issued. I am here, and then I'm concerned about wasteful spending and running up debt. When completing an appraisal west of Elkhorn last December, I started concentrating on sales in the Elkhorn area. Since my subject property had a large amount of floodplain, I was trying to find sales of land that had a significant amount of floodplain. I came across the sale of around 85 acres to the Woodsonia Group northwest of Elkhorn. The west part of this property was bluff ground overlooking the Platte River Valley.
Point of order, Mr. Beckstrom. All right, this is an official meeting and we have official business. We're not talking about past sales or whatever research you've done. Do you have anything to say about budget draft number one and the 1% lid computation? That's what we're addressing right now.
Well, it looks to me like the budget includes land acquisitions, and that's what I'm trying to get to here.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. We're talking about item two, which is a 1% lid computation. We're not talking about the budget.
All right. If it's pertains to what we're speaking on right here, Mr. Beckstrom, we would hear your thoughts, but we're not discussing anything about acquisition right now.
Okay, I can continue that a little later on here.
I'm sorry?
So I continue that here a little later on then. We'll get into that.
We'll see.
We just ask that your comments be related to what we're discussing. This is not the time to have a general conversation about any land acquisitions or anything in the past. Mm-hmm. This is official business for this meeting today.
Well, the purpose of my being here is that hopefully you will, pay a reasonable amount for land, not, that's why I'm here, and the only reason. And again, according to EPA, public meetings are held to engage a wide audience in information sharing and discussion. Well, that's the EPA. That's what I understood a public meeting was, because you could get input back and forth, not where you're direct what, when, and where a person can say something there.
Right. Well, we're at 3 minutes anyway, Mr. Beckram. I admire your passion and your concern for what you think is right, but this is not the time to address any of that.
And then they got the Nebraska Open Meeting Act states, members of the public have the right to attend and the right to...
You're out of line. Mr. Beckstrom, you're out of line. Bodies. Time's up. Any other public comment on that item? Staff? Directors?
Specifically, are we voting on something here?
Yes.
So we're voting on the 1%, but we don't know what the budget's going to be yet, right?
This is separate from that. This is the additional onto the 2.5% statutory requirement. So this is typically what we do.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other directors? Questions, comments? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Conlon.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
No.
Chairman.
Yes. Back to you, Director Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number... Three, be it resolved, the Board of Directors of Happy MRD approves the District accounts over 110%, recommendation the following amounts counts be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount, account 01014392, attorney fees and legal costs up to a maximum of $113,423.65. Account 12-01-4090, DCRW, water purchases up to a maximum amount of $105,094.20. Account number 11-01-4090, TCRW, water purchases up to a maximum of $55,098.55, and account number is 10-014090, WCRW, water purchases up to a maximum of $444,811.75, if I so move.
Any public comments on these items? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Conlon.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item number four, land acquisition for WP1. Recommendation to GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with 188184 LLC for the purchase of 0.76 acres for the construction of the WP Flood Control Reservoir Project for the total amount of $49,400, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval is performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Okay, 3 minutes, Mr. Beckstrom.
I was talking about this appraisal I was doing west of Elkhorn, and I come across this purchase where you guys paid $75,000 for bottom lands. And when I was doing that other appraisal, I was looking for bottom land sales, floodplain sales. The highest price one that I come up was south of Valley, right across from 3M, west of the Menard site there. The price was $25,000 per acre. This is developed ground that can be developed. I expressed my concern to Mr. McCormick about the $75,000 price paid by the NRD. He forwarded me on to Mr. Winkler. Mr. Winkler informed me that the NRD policy is to basically pay whatever the developer paid for ground. It appears that this policy could lead to fraud and abuse. Developer or speculator could be motivated to pay up for a property, and that they could sell off the junk ground to the NRD for whatever price they negotiated. An appraisal is no better than the market data used to support the value. In looking over appraisals provided to the NRD, I found no sales with significant amounts of floodplain or bottomlands. In other words, the appraisals provide no support. Those appraisals provided no support for the market value of floodplain and bottomlands. The next argument I got is that floodplain is worth as much to the NRD as prime development ground. As a taxpayer, I feel these policies are ridiculous and you have wasted millions of dollars, $6 million in dam site 12 alone. I do question your openness to comments by the public. As a veteran and citizen, I have the basic right of freedom of speech. You guys might not relate to that, but your reactions over the last several months have made me question the purpose of public meetings. And that's why I got to this deal. Public meetings are held to engage a wide audience in information sharing and discussion. I have concluded that you have schemed to infringe on my right to speech.
Point of order. Okay, we're talking about land acquisition for WP1.
I mentioned yet. Who did the appraisal? I'd like to see that. And there's one thing. Kevin was very cooperative there when I first started talking to guys, and he did provide me with several appraisals. Thanks a lot there. I did have a chance to look them over, and that's where I figure we got a problem.
I'm sure if you email staff, we can get you that information.
Thank you.
Time's up.
What kind of information can I get? Oh, okay. Thank you.
Any other public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Hundley.
Aye. Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Anjan.
Yes. Thank you, Gene. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J all-inclusive, and be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second motion.
Seconded by Director Thompson. Any public comment on these items? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jarrett.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chandler.
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 11, Chairman's Report. Appointment of ad hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee RFP for Papio NRD Hazard Mitigation Plan Update. Item 11A, the proposed ad hoc subcommittee members are Ted Japp, Chairman, Patrick Bonnet, Vice Chairman, Larry Bradley, Fred Conley, Jim Thompson, and Tim McCormick as an alternate, and I so move.
You know what's second, I guess it's
guys. I'll second it.
Any public comments on that? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And
yes. Be it resolved that the ad hoc subcommittee appointments as presented are hereby approved. A few more items of importance. Nicole and Jean and staff are hosting another blood drive at this building at the Resource Center Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The blood bank is very, very low on blood supplies, so if any of you have a stomach for doing that and don't mind doing that, I would encourage you to give blood. That's very important to staff here, and it'd be good to have you here. Next, off at Airman's Attic, the summer food drive continues. I'd like to thank the NRD for taking the lead on this. Many others have joined in, and to my surprise, once again, this is the smallest food bank in the county and the busiest food bank in the county. It's a shame that that's the way it is on an Air Force base, an active duty installation, but it is. So consider giving that, and thank you to staff for continuing to support the Airman's Attic. Last item I have, the Cramper Lake Water Main Extension is on budget and way ahead of schedule. Excellent work by Justin and the water staff up north. So once again, another project done either on budget or less than budget and early. So congratulations to staff. I hope that that continues. Item 12, General Manager Report, General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached for your review. Our Chalco Summer Series was a big hit last year, and so we did it again this year. So good job to Jen and her staff for that. Personnel miscellaneous items, I'm pleased to announce that Tyler Roberts was promoted to Washington County Rural Water Supply Superintendent on June 26th, and that was following the resignation of Kyle Wynn, who went to work at MUD. Tyler was previously with the Washington County Rural Water Supply Operator, so we congratulate Tyler, and obviously we wish Kyle the best of luck in his new job. Also, we'd like to congratulate Marge Stark, who retired on June 30th after 36 years as the bookkeeper for Dakota County Rural Water. Wow. More than three decades with the district, and we'd like to obviously welcome or wish her the best of luck as well, and on a well-deserved retirement. Electronic waste recycling collections in Takema, Blair, Dakota City, and Wall Hill were a big hit again this year. Total collection volume was 39,359 pounds of e-waste, and that was up from 33,385 in 2022. So we're never less. That's always my, I don't know where people keep getting these things. But these collections obviously wouldn't be successful without all the volunteers we had. So I want to personally thank everyone who helped in any capacity, big or small. I think Director Japp, you were there again this year, so we thank you for doing that as well. Report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties attached for your review, as well as the current ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership meeting took place on June 29th, and the meeting minutes are attached. Next meeting is Thursday, July 27th. That concludes my report. If you have any questions, let me know.
Any questions for General Manager Winkler?
I have questions to comment on the electronic waste and all those collection things. I think those are absolutely fabulous projects that the NRD does. It creates an incredibly positive promotional thing for us. It puts us in a good light, and mm-hmm. It really expresses what we're about. And people really appreciate it, too.
Yeah.
And everybody's very thankful.
Right. And so that vein, I'm working with Justin, also Lower Elkhorn NRD and Lower Platte North NRD. So we're going to restarting our tire recycling initiatives, but it's going to be more county-led instead of a large 10-county area. One, they're more efficient when they're county, individual counties, instead of trying to collect from a huge area. And then also we think we're going to get more participation by bringing in Lower Platte North. And so we had that meeting and discussion with those folks, and so we're going to start focusing on that. So I think you're going to see more and more tire recycling events in not only our district but throughout the state. So we had a little hiatus there, but I think we're going to get back in the business there too as well. So
yeah, excellent work, good comments, Director Japp. I agree 100%. Item 13, election of Papio NRD officers, policy 3.0. I think I'll turn the gavel over to Director Teaser for the first item on the list.
Nominations for the office of chairman at this time.
I'd nominate Kevin Spinski.
I'm sorry?
I would nominate Kevin as chairman.
Kevin, all right. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Will the nominations be closed and we cast a unanimous ballot for Kevin?
Okay.
You have background.
All right. Thank you. All right. next item, taking nominations for vice chairman.
I nominate Tim McCormick.
We have a nomination on the floor for Director Tim McCormick. Any other nominations for vice chairman? Second call for nominations for vice chairman. Last call for nominations for vice chairman. By unanimous consent,
Move
that nominations be closed and
pass unanimous ballot.
And move on to the next ballot. Okay, thank you. Third item, taking nominations for secretary.
Nominate Rich Teaser.
Director Thompson nominates Director Rich Teaser. Any other nominations? Going once? Going twice? Final call for secretary nominations. Okay, by consensus, Director Teaser, I would so move. I'm saying that correctly.
Thank you.
Item four, taking nominations for treasurer. I would nominate Director Tim Fowler, if I could. Any other nominations for treasurer? Last call for nominations for treasurer. By consensus, Tim Fowler. Last item up, appointment of assistant treasurer, taking nominations for assistant treasurer. It's an appointment.
I'd like to appoint Pat Bonnet. He's been awesome.
And the director.
Okay. Patrick Bonnet is the assistant treasurer. What's that, Jim?
Looking at teacher. Okay. He's jumping ahead.
Brent, is there anything else we have to do on the elections?
On the resolution.
Okay. Do I read that, Brent, or do you?
No.
We still got to do NARD.
So we're going to do the nomination for NARD, so we'll lump together on this.
Okay. All right. Item 14, election of NARD director and alternate director, part of policy 3.3. Taking nominations for NARD director.
I'll nominate Rich Teaser.
We have a nomination for Rich Teaser. Any other nominations for NARD director? Last call. By consensus, Rich Teaser is our NARD director.
I move that Tim be the nomination for the alternate.
Okay, and director, go ahead.
Tim Fowler,
as directed by Director Teaser. Last question, Counselor. Do I read the resolution or? Okay, be it resolved that the following directors be and are hereby elected officers of the Papillion, Missouri Natural Resources District for the coming year and until a successor has been elected. Kevin Sapinski, Chairperson, Tim McCormick, Vice Chairman, Rich Teaser, Secretary, and Tim Fowler, Treasurer. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer's written designation of Patrick Bonnet as Assistant Director is concurred by the Board of Directors. Be it further resolved that the presently elected Treasurer, Tim Fowler, and the designated Assistant Treasurer, Patrick Bonnet, be and are hereby authorized to serve until such time as bonding is completed on the treasurer-elect and the assistant treasurer-designate. Be it further resolved that Rich Teaser is hereby elected the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts Director for the coming year, and that Tim Fowler is hereby elected Nebraska Association of Resource Districts Alternate Director for the coming year, and I so move.
Seconded
by Director Thompson. Public comment, staff, directors. Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jabba.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Ansher.
Yes. Can I go back and still make a motion on my chairman's report? Yes. I forgot one item written down here.
I mean, you can add to it, but it's a vote by the board. I don't think you can do it. If you can get consensus from the board, you know, we can probably. I mean, it's a assembly meeting location for a meeting. So.
Okay, well, just I won't make an official motion then, but just for the director's knowledge, I would like to have the final budget meeting back up in Dakota City for this year. I think it's important for those offices up there to see us come up there. I know it's a little bit of a drive for us, but that was my intention, and I simply forgot to make that motion during my report.
I would second that.
Yeah, well,
we can do that next month.
It is a requirement.
That's just you tell them where we're going to have it.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to include everybody, I guess. Item 15, informational items, August 8th and August 10th, the subcommittee and board meetings. Please note those, and we'll see you next month. And with that, we are adjourned.